freaky girl. The waves turn hot and black.
Friday, oh God, we love them all. It's your chance to be on the Joe and Alex Show. If you're a little weird, a little freaky, a little different, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or if you want to hit us up social media-wise, you can do that too. Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and just slide into our DMs with the freakiness that is inside of you. let's kick it off this morning. And really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Silkworm. Hey, Silkworm.
Hey, guys.
I'm very excited to hear your story.
Yeah. So what actually makes me freaky is my secret. I'm a senior in college, and I'm studying to be an engineer. And every Friday after class, I actually fly to Vegas, and I'm secretly a very high-class stripper.
Ooh, this is good. This is so good. Fly every weekend?
It's good money. Like I'm doing it to put myself through college, and my family and friends have no idea. And I've been able to hide it this far. And you know, I even have a fake Instagram. I have a Finsta.
Yeah.
And so people in my life really don't know don't know about anything. And I post all my stripper stuff about it on it. And my family is Jewish. So I really don't want them to find out, obviously.
Yeah, and that would be shocking, to
wait,
say the
Jewish
least.
Jewish people don't strip?
Well, I mean, you're more religious, probably would be not exactly excited about their daughter stripping her way through college.
I don't think any parents like, yeah, that's it, baby, work that pull. We're proud of you.
Not my parents. I would be disowned. My family would no longer want to associate with me if they found this out.
How did all of this start for you?
Well, I mean, like, I'm determined to graduate with no debt. Like, you know, like all of my friends, they're neck deep in student loans, and I'm making anywhere from $12,000 to $14,000 a weekend.
Whoa!
You shouldn't have to dance that long then. Like, like you start stacking up bands.
Well,
like
she's
that.
A senior, she won't, because you're about to graduate probably soon, like in 2 months, right?
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, it's just Friday and Saturday nights, and then I fly home Sunday. I don't buy anything flashy. I don't drive a nice car, and I live in a really cheap apartment. So, like, I'm definitely not drawing any attention or spending money I don't need to spend. I'm strictly doing this so that I can get through college. And it was actually very hard for me to come to terms with doing this. It was actually one weekend when I went to Vegas with some girlfriends on spring break, and we were super drunk, and all of us thought it'd be funny to go to a strip club. And I was just blown away by these girls. Like, they're not like, you know, the ratchet girls that you would think a stripper is. Like, they are straight up baddies, like dimes, like, and all these celebrities were there coming to see them, like the riches of the rich, like, you know, like. And I just was walking by one of the strippers, and I was just like, hey girl, like, how much money you make here? And then she was like, honey, I just pay for a Bentley in cash.
Whoa.
Dang, I need to become a stripper. I wonder if I have what it takes.
There's probably a special niche.
I'm telling you, it's been worth it.
So tell us about the name Silkworm.
Well, the reason why I came up with the name Silkworm, after a guy told me that my skin was like silk, which it is. And worm reminds you of, you know,
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I just thought it would be really sexy and dirty, and it's been making me a lot of money. The guys love it, and they love me, and I've just been balling out, and, you know, I'm just doing what I have to do. Like, don't underestimate what students will do to pay for college, you know?
All right, and, hey, Silkworm, real quick question for you.
What's your real name, and not your stripper name?
I mean, I kind of
want to. They call me Silkworm. Let me make your day.
Oh, my. Okay.
Pork chop. What'd she say? 12 to 14 grand a weekend.
Yo, I am always trying to figure out what I can do to make some extra money.
Like, imagine. Welcome to the stage, Pork chop!
Yo! Bands to make him dance. shake those honey hands.
This is mind-blowing. And that she fly. That's so busy. Flying out every single weekend to do this.
But strippers do that all the time, whether it's going into like a big event like a Super Bowl or a championship thing or anything, a festival. Like, strippers do that all the time. So do prostitutes, but...
I have a question. So, if, Silkworm, if you're like high, you said you're high end, so you said that means you see like celebrities. Are you allowed to talk about like a celebrity you met, or are you allowed to talk about your clientele?
Well, no, because one, I'm still, you know, protecting myself. I don't want anybody to find out. And
yeah.
Two, these guys with this money, they don't want nobody to talk about them. So if you want to make sure you keep your checks coming in, you're going to keep your mouth shut.
Just tell us this. Are a lot of them married celebrities that we know who are married and committed relationships that come to see you?
Oh, definitely.
Hold on. What's so juicy about that? She's not a prostitute. She's a stripper.
Yeah, but still.
So they have her boobs and her booty in her face.
I think it's interesting.
Oh, it's interesting, but I don't think it's not like it's cheating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not doing anything like to that extent. I'm
right.
Just dancing, but you know, some women don't like their husbands doing that, and that's fine. I don't care. Just being my way.
Mm-hmm. Get a girl. I'm impressed. The name, I think, is the biggest thing. Just knowing, you know, your stripper name. That's what gets me.
What's your real name? And not your stripper name.
Silkworm it is.
Silkworm.
All right. Well,
thanks, Silkworm, for telling us about your secret life. That was very interesting.
The only thing I thought that was freaky about Silkworm was her name. I think other than that, like, that's just a lot of people pay for college in unique ways.
Don't hang up with her, though, because I want to ask her off the phone. Like, I'm just curious who she's met. Like, I've met Chris Brown. Like,
well, no,
have you?
I don't care who she met. I just want to see her Instagram.
Oh, her Finsta?
Yeah, I want to see what it is. So hang on the line there, Silkworm, so we can get that from you.